good morning, and I take this opportunity in welcoming my MPhil and PhD students also. They are sitting there. Since we were supposed to introduce the school report cards to them also, so we thought that let there be a joint session. So I take this opportunity to welcome our MPhil and PhD students, as well as I also take this opportunity to welcome our four new colleagues 2 days before they have joined DICE project. So this is a great opportunity for all of us to know more about the school report cards.in, which is one of the most important and unique activity of our project. And as you all know that the school report cards is a byproduct of the district information system for education. And district information system for education is under implementation in all the 635 districts of our country. These 635 districts are spread over 35 states and union territory of our country. We collect data every year on 30th September. This process was started in 93-94, and we could able to cover something around 1.3 million recognized schools imparting elementary level of education. 635 districts spread over 35 states and union territory of our country. We received data none less than 1.3 million recognized schools under different educational managements, such as Department of Education, Tribal Welfare Department, Social Welfare Department, as well as school run by under the private management, private aided and private unaided management. And all these schools are located in something around 70,000 clusters of our country, which are located in 7,000 blocks. So in a year, we used to collect information from none less than 1.3 million schools imparting elementary level of education. DICE right now to take care of the elementary level of education, but in the near future, the coverage of DICE may be expanded from the current elementary level of education to secondary and higher secondary level of education. Based upon the data of 1 year, every year, we used to bring out a set of 8 publications. The first publication is DICE Flash Statistics, which is latest available for the year 8-9. All other publications are available on DICE.in and schoolreportcards.in. In addition to these two websites, there is one another website which is my personal contribution, that is the educationforallinindia.com. Some information is also available. Every year, we bring out a set of 8 publications. The first one is DICE Flash Statistics. The second one is Elementary Education in Rural India. The third one is Elementary Education in Urban India. The fourth one is State Report Cards. The fifth one is Elementary Education in India District Report Cards Volume 1. Sixth one is Volume 2. Then State Report Cards. Then Elementary Education in India Progress Towards UEE Analytical Report. And the same publication is also available. The title is different. In one set, there are two publications. One is the Analytical Report. The other one is the Analytical Table. So these are the 8 publications which are brought out by my department, Department of EMIS, and this is not a one-time activity. It is a regular feature of our university. And so far as the DICE is concerned, DICE was born, as you know, because of the limitations in the official statistics. In 94-95, at the time the country launched the district primary education program, at that time it was realized that the information system is not in a position to take care of the planning, monitoring and implementation need of the district primary education program. So in 94-95, the government of India decided that let there be a computerized educational management information system with the school as the unit of data collection and district as the unit of data dissemination. So it was in 94-95. It was decided at that time, and the responsibility to develop such a system was assigned to then NEPA, which has now become NUPA. So within NEPA, the responsibility was assigned to late Professor Y.P. Agarwal. Unfortunately, he passed away in the year 2001. So whatever we are doing today, it is just nothing but that we are carrying forward the unfinished task of Professor Y.P. Agarwal. It was DICE. The name was given by Professor Agarwal. It was initiated by Professor Agarwal. I am in the picture only after 2002 November. So for the last 8 years, I am involved in this process. At the time when we launched the District Information System for Education in 94-95, we could able to cover only 42 districts across 7 DPEP Phase 1 states. DPEP was over in the year 2001. We could able to cover 272 districts spread over 18 states and union territory of our country. These 18 states and union territories of our country, they were all the DPEP states. None of the non-DPEP districts and states were covered under the DICE until the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan was launched in the year 2001. So in the year 2001, the country decided and launched the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program. The government of India at that time not only decided to extend the coverage from DPP districts and states to non-DPP states and districts, which means that the entire country was supposed to be covered under the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program, and the coverage of DAIS was also extended from DPP to non-DPP states and districts in the year 2001. Not only the coverage was expanded from DPP to non-DPP districts and states, but its scope was also expanded from the earlier primary level of education to the entire elementary level of education. DPP was to take care of the need of the primary level of education. But when the Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan program was launched in 2001, its coverage was also expanded from the earlier primary to elementary level of education. Right now, the mandate of DAIS is to collect information from all the recognized schools, recognized, maybe the private, aided, unaided, government, aided, unaided schools run by the local bodies or social welfare departments or tribal welfare department, every school which is recognized and imparting elementary level of education from classes 1 to 8 is supposed to be covered under the DAIS. Until now, only the unrecognized schools were not supposed to be covered under the DAIS. But as you know better than me, that if the elementary education plans are based upon the information only received from the recognized schools, it will never be treated as the complete. As we all know that in our country, a large number of unrecognized schools are also there. And in these unrecognized schools, a good number of children are also there. They are the students of grade 1 to 8. So the government of India from this year onwards, in the view of the Right to Education Act, has now decided that let the coverage of DAIS be also expanded from recognized to the unrecognized schools imparting elementary level of education across the country. So from the year 2010-11, now our mandate is that let the information be collected from all the schools, including the unrecognized schools, imparting elementary level of education. As you know better than me, that under the Right to Education Act, these unrecognized schools will not able to function even for one day. For that particular purpose, they have to come forward for the recognition. And it is the responsibility of the local administration working at the district level to consider and sort out or take the decision within 30 days of application which he or she received from the unrecognized schools, failing to which the unrecognized schools will not be able to function. And if they function, a fine of 10,000 rupees per day will be imposed on these unrecognized schools. In view of the requirement of Right to Education Act, the government of India has decided to cover the unrecognized schools also. And in view of that, the DAIS data capture format with effect from 2010-11 is also modified. And now there is a provision that it is the responsibility of the school headmaster, head teacher and the local bodies to ensure that all the children, those who are out of the system, they should be located, they should be identified, and as per their age, they should be enrolled. If a child is of 11 year age and he or she is not in the school, as per the Right to Education Act, that particular child is to be enrolled in grade 5. If a child of 7 is out of a school, he or she is to be enrolled in grade 2. The first important thing is that the local bodies and the headmaster will ensure they identify and enroll in the age specified appropriate grade. Thereafter, they will be given the special training for 3 months to 2 years. And after the training is over, the child of age 11 or 7 or 9, as of now, is out of a school children because of the one or the other reasons. Maybe they are the out of a school children, never enrolled, dropped out children. So they, after the special training, they will sit with the other children in the school. But first they will be enrolled in the age specific appropriate grade, and then the training will be imparted. And after the training is over, they will sit with the other children of a particular grade. So in view of the requirements in the DAIS format this year 2010-11, we have also made appropriate changes. And now how many out of a school children were identified, this information is added in the DAIS. These out of a school children, the grade wise information, how many children were enrolled, and then how many children were provided the in-service training, whether the in-service training was provided in the school or not, whether it is provided at the district level or block level or by NGO. Such type of information has already been incorporated in the DAIS format with effect from year 2010-11. The government of India is of the view that there is no other system in our country which can be used for effective monitoring of Right to Education provisions. DAIS is the only source of information which gives us information. All the disaggregated levels such as the school, next is the cluster, then block, then district, state and also at the national level. There are many other variables which have been incorporated in view of the Right to Education Act. One such variable is the constitution of the school management committee, which is empowered through the Right to Education Act, and it is the responsibility of the school management committee to develop the school development plan, not annual school development plan, but the prospective school development plans they are supposed to develop. They are supposed to identify the additional grade-wise enrollment that would be available in the next 3 years. They will also supposed to identify project how many additional teachers would be required, and that too the part-time and the regular teachers. So a lot of expectation is there so far as the school management committee members are concerned. Personally, I am of the view that our school management committee members are not ready to share this responsibility, because in many states, the SMCs are yet to be constituted as per the RTE. In most of the states, the RTE regulations and rule frameworks are yet to be framed out. They are not yet available. Only at the national level, the Right to Education 2009 model rules and is available. But many states, most of the states, they are to frame out their own rules, and accordingly, the SMCs are to be constituted. So we are of the view that there are only few states which are ready right now. And initially, we were not very happy that we incorporate all these changes from the year 2010-11, because there practically nothing is there at the ground level, school level. But later on, we have realized that let us start, because if we start something, it will take 2 to 3 years to fully implement that particular variable or get the information on that particular variable. That is how we have started. We have already incorporated, and the year 2010 would become the benchmark year so far as the Right to Education initiative and provisions are concerned. There is no other system which gives us any information about, on regular basis, information about the different provisions of Right to Education other than the District Information System for Education. So we are of the opinion that District Information System for the Education DICE will play a very important role so far as the Right to Education Act is concerned. With this view, we have already long back in the year 2006, we have already provided the information in the public domain, because the Right to Information was already there. How this school report cards.in was started, I just take only 1 minute and inform you that in the year 2006, in Times of India, there was a front page news item that the each and every school of our country will very soon be available on the internet. Online information about each and every school will be available, and it would help us in parents in deciding whether they should admit, enroll their child or ward in this particular school or that particular school. And it was also mentioned that NUPA would be doing this one. At that time, we were not at all aware about the school report cards.in. We were working on the DICE. We were bringing out district report cards, the state report cards, analytical report, and all our publications, but we did not have any clue. But that statement was made by none other than Professor R. Govinda, who is the Vice Chancellor of NUPA now. So we were surprised. Bhaiya, ye kaun karega? Kahan se hoga? Humko to abhi kuch iska pata bhi nahi hai. But that has given us a very important clue, and we started thinking towards developing such a system so that the information which we receive from the school is presented and put under the public domain in whatever form. Quality, if it is good, it is on the internet. Whatever we have received from the schools is disseminated through the school report cards.in. So it was in the year 2006. So we started working. And thereafter, the statement of Professor Govinda, immediately after 2 days, there was an editorial in the, again, the Times of India, emphasizing the importance of the school report cards and the online information of each and every school. So we started thinking, we started working. And it was 22nd of November 2006. And then Human Resource Minister Mr. Arjun Singh, he launched the school report cards.in. At that time, the data was of the 2005-6. So, 22nd of November 2006, Mr. Arjun Singh launched our website in a special function held at Vigyan Bhavan. So, the school report cards.in was launched at that time. Subsequently, each year, we have added the data. Right now, district report cards.in is 5 years old now. We have 5 years data with us, right from 2005-6, 6-7, 7-8, 8-9, and 9-10 also. 9-10 is the provisional data, but we now have the 5 years time series data is there.